As an American, I'm going to advocate for other Americans and their rights to do whatever fuck they want.
I agree.
I might not want to eat the cat, but there's somebody out there who's willing to eat the cat.
That's like, you know,
say
like,
that.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stacks.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that and a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Vince, tell them what else do they need to do.
Make sure, like you said, like, comment, and subscribe. Make sure you get into those comments. Make sure you're being interactive. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know. Give us some feedback. Let us get some interaction in the comments.
Right.
Make sure you're sharing the content on all platforms or wherever you're listening at. Share it with your granny, your auntie. Share it at work, wherever you can. You know, do your thing.
Yeah, do your thing, how you do it. And nonetheless, you know, our favorite time of the pod. This is the beginning part. This is what I like. We have the Zordon. We didn't even do white people class, but we have the Zordon of the pod here today. What? White people class for the Zordon of the pod. Woo!
I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll, y'all.
Yeah, you on a roll.
I've been here on time, on task, and on a mission.
Yeah. What are you on the mission for? What is your political stance today?
I'm just here doing what I'm doing.
Doing what I'm doing.
I'm doing what I'm doing.
So, on this beautiful, another episode, another Monday, how have you been, man?
I've been decent. You know, I'm alive, thankfully. You know, had a couple scares, you know, riding around with Nas. So, I'm just grateful to be here. I feel like that's all I can say. I'm grateful to be here today because, you know, my life being in his hands, you never know.
I'm not going to lie. The reason, so we allegedly could have gotten to a car accident.
Allegedly.
Twice
today, because today I almost did kill Cerise by accident. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So today I will say that.
Accident. I think he's trying to make it look like
do y'all got life insurance?
Yes, I actually do.
You
oh,
do?
Well, shit.
Yep. Okay. Put me down for your
to sell my organs.
Yeah. Nas is a reckless driver, I would say. I think he's really.
You know, some people know, like, it's their time. I feel like it wasn't none of our times yet. That's why we didn't die. Like, if we would have got into that accident, it probably was our moment in time for to get into the accident. But we didn't because God got us. And when it's our time, that's when things happen.
Because God is a what?
Because God is a what?
I think it was more so me being like, nah, stop the car.
No, it was not. It literally, but you know what? God possessed you to say that so that can happen. See, people miss out on blessings and understanding blessings on how it's supposed to go.
You still tried to kill us.
Yes. What people do is they try to manipulate shit and try to turn it into a false blessing. You almost killed this nigga. God
ain't orchestrate that.
Literally, if God wanted us dead,
that was the devil.
I will say this: I did not go through driver's school. I got my license during the pandemic. I paid for my license, and I hope they don't take it away if I've said that.
I think they will. Now I feel like you're.
Don't give a fuck. You can't do that shit. You can't.
You just admit it. I think that's a crime. Is it not a crime?
No, I did the test.
You literally just said you paid for it.
I paid.
Yeah,
yes,
you
I paid. Yeah, I paid. Yeah, I paid for my license to get done. Yep, I put a money order and I got the money order and got my license.
They
that's
how you take fucking money orders.
Yes, they do take money
orders.
Money
order is crazy.
Bro,
that's the fucking BMV.
Remember we used to do Western
Western Union?
Bro, what a time.
Take like $6 out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Cash App came in and turned the game over.
Okay.
Because Western Union really was felt like I was like on some like.
That's how they used to scam.
You feel like you was El Chapo. Yeah, I'm coming here. I'm
shout out to the scammers
the
who used to use Western Union.
Who?
Western Union.
Are they still around?
Yeah.
I don't see the point. I really don't.
What, Western Union still? Well, you know, it's
like
immigrants
it
and shit
that
would need like that. So I would assume
people need
like people.
Money orders for a lot
yeah,
of
yeah, people send money off like back to other countries. You can send other like. I don't know how to shit.
I don't know how.
I only used it like a couple times in my life.
You know,
They got grit thing. Walmart just, got one.
I don't know about them.
So before we get into that, I want to talk about my life, because y'all always do this to me every time. Every time we get on here, and I ask y'all, and then y'all be like, oh, let's get into the show. You know, it's never about what I want. But no, I'm at a point where I am tired of defending my straightness. And what I mean by that is, like, you think what you fucking think at this fucking point. Think what you want to fucking think. I honestly, if you think I'm gay, you know what I mean? That means you're gay, because you're imagining me feminine, like, and you're thinking of me what I would be like as a person who likes the same sex. So you're imagining me liking men. So why are you mad? That makes you gay for imagining me liking men. So yeah, that's my point. That's my point. That's all I wanted to say. I'm tired of defending my sexuality.
You better.
Huh?
They got you in a tizzy.
No, they don't really got me in a bad tizzy, but it's one of those situations where I'm like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, I'm at the point where, like, just think what you want to think. Like, I'm at an age where
I'm
like,
you adulthood, finally.
I told him he finna turn 30.
I said we about to get rich. The accolades is happening. I'm building tough skin. That's what it's. That's we building up.
It look like leather.
He dating white girls now. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we going. That's where we going. He does not like that.
I knew. That's why I did it for. Yes, I knew he was gonna look at you like, what the fuck.
So I will. Can we get into our first couple topics of
Let's
the show?
Do
Let's
it.
Start
Let's
the show.
Do it.
Let's give them. Well, go ahead.
I was gonna just ask about your bandana.
Like, yes, the reason why today's bandana is the great place that we call America. Mm-hmm. And guess what they're doing in Springfield, Ohio?
What are they doing?
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Nigga,
they're eating all pets.
We're fairly close to. Springfield, Ohio. Like, that's what, 15, 20 minutes?
Hopefully nobody doxes.
Yeah, doxes where we're at. But, like, that is the last thing I would ever expect from a presidential debate. A person saying they're eating cats and dogs down the street. Like,
have you been to Springfield, though, in his defense?
I've been to Springfield. It is a rocky area.
It is weird. It's
like, it seems very airy.
But at the same time, they clocked this tea because they was like, we called them.
No.
And they said, what? It's
but
true?
But it's some girl crying. It was some
girl. What? They really eat cats.
It's some girl crying. It was a black woman. And she was like, y'all think this is funny? And they're really, like, I haven't seen my cat, like, no full tears.
Uh-huh.
And then it was another video, and it was, like, cops pulled over this lady, and he was like, let me see your mouth. And it was, like, fur. Like, in her mouth, and, like, bro.
Okay, you know what? Now that.
Goddamn, you know Donald Trump.
I hate that nigga, but it was some woman in Cleveland eating a cat.
Mm-hmm.
She was eating a cat.
They're eating the dogs, and they're eating the cats.
I feel like this.
Damn.
I feel like, are we missing out? That's what I'm coming to.
We probably already ate cat.
But I feel like at the same time, too, if we want to be technical. Pig and fucking beef is getting boring.
Yes.
It's getting boring.
It is. I will agree.
That's why I like lamb. I like me a good lamb.
I don't know. I feel like cat might
I'm
not
be doing
that,
y'all. I'm not doing that.
Because my thing is, it's like, why do we draw the line when it comes to cats and dogs? Like, oh, no,
because,
we can't eat
like,
the cats
I
and dogs.
I have them in my house type
You
shit.
Can have a raccoon in your house. You can have a deer
in
your house.
Yeah, but I don't.
You can have people have cows on their property.
It's not a wild animal. It's a domestic animal.
Cows can be domesticated. Pigs can be domesticated.
They're
you
not supposed to be,
though.
As a pet. They're not supposed to be.
Cats wasn't originally supposed
well,
to be domesticated.
Fuck all that. We're not eating cats and dogs, y'all.
I think we're missing out. I really do
well,
think we're missing out.
Well, y'all go ahead and eat
because, like, just because people who have chimpanzees as fucking pets, iguanas, lizards, why are we saying no to the cats? Why are we saying no to the dogs?
I don't think y'all would eat it. I know you would.
I'll fuck around.
Vince, you're not eating that.
As an American, I'm going to advocate for other Americans and their rights to do whatever fuck they want.
I agree.
I might not want to eat the cat, but there's somebody out there who's willing to eat the cat.
That's like,
you better
know,
say
like,
that.
That's like, Somebody that I can't even make a joke. That was really good.
It was some hoes on Twitter like, who out here eating cat?
Oh yeah, Zeus. I need my cat. I hate how we make everything so fucking sexual.
You know how I was cracking the fuck up.
She's like, I might need to take a trip. Let me know where they at. Literally,
that's crazy.
The debate I feel like was funny. Not funny.
It was
funny.
Entertaining.
It was funny. Funny weird. Not funny. Ha ha. Funny weird.
Weird.
It was a sad kind of.
I think
funny.
It was so entertaining.
I think that you know, goddamn. I think that the debate was great. Mm-hmm. I think it was great to see what not to do. Is moving forward. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't have, like, America is a great place. We know that, quote unquote. But we can't have a celebrity, a convicted felon. Like, if you're going to do all of these things, whatever it is, like, we got to make it fair. That's not, that showed, at that debate, that showed pure white privilege on that debate. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, hey, this man is a convicted felon. There's so many convicted felons and so many smart people that can't get a fair chance because of a mistake they probably made when they were 19, 18. And I think it was very distasteful. Yeah. Of Trump and that.
It's literally the epitome of white
when
privilege.
She brought up the fact that, like, you know, him falsely accusing the Central Park Five. Mm-hmm. And those men, they all have names. But when she brought that up and he tried to be like, well, basically they were prosecuted at the time and that's just how it felt at the time. You took away years of these men's life. Mm-hmm. And not just years, but you added on so much trauma onto their life. Niggas were molested. Niggas had went through some horrible shit throughout that process of being falsely accused. And you, being a powerful white man at the time, you used your political influence, and not just your I probably said political influence a little too early, but you kind of did, because it's like you use that even to this day, like up until they were exonerated and everything. But I just feel like you use your power as a white man to influence that. And it was political because you influenced the police. You got them and other people to be like, oh, them
just
people,
like he did with when he told all them people on January 6th to do what they did.
Yes.
He influenced that.
How do you tell motherfuckers, yeah, come storm my White House because I didn't win? And then when they come, fuck, how do you still?
He's like, I didn't tell them that. What the fuck did you talk about?
Those is his young niggas, man.
They are his young niggas.
And when I'm saying niggas, I'm not playing it as black people at all. So I don't. That was just, you know, the white YNs.
That was his youngins.
The white YNs. That's what they were.
I feel like that.
I feel like also too, like in my adult life, I gotta kind of be fake with people, like coworkers. I gotta be fake with them. I'm meeting my girl's friends. Not saying I got to be fake with them, but everybody, I ain't got to be.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I think it's not even just fakeness. It's just being able to tolerate people to a degree.
That's true. Because I'm fake a lot. I ain't going to lie. I be fake a lot. Like, it be to the point where I'm like, you know how, like, you got to step outside of yourself. I'm like, who are you, nigga? Like, who, nigga, relax. You know what I mean? But honestly, like, not being fake just necessarily. I think doing this, like podcasting and, you know, showcasing our personalities kind of makes me like social. It gives me a lot of social anxiety because now I feel like I have to be like performative.
Yeah.
And like people expecting this, like sometimes energetic.
Podcast mind.
Exactly. And sometimes I really be chilling. That's why I be like, a lot of the times I have a lot of awkward conversations randomly with people. Like I had one the other day with some guy that was cooking barbecue, black owned spot. It's called the Dave Barbecue Co. Give him a little shout out. And it was just not awkward like bad, but it was just like, I don't know you, and I'm trying to pick things, and I'm trying to give you a personality that feels welcoming to you, and that's where it kind of gets dicey at, because I don't really feel like being not nice. I don't want to say, but like in that regard,
I'm just not in the mood.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, simple. That was it. That was all. Would you like to take us to our next topic, Vince? Keep it in, whatever. It's like I don't really be hanging with my gay friends, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like I know, like if we're amongst, like say if it's all of us, and then you know our gay friends is there, it's cool. And I'm not saying I can't have a solo time with any of my gay friends, because that's, you know, I can. But it's just like, I'm not really going out my way to be like, all right.
Yeah, what you doing today?
You got some dick yesterday? You know,
because get a little crazy.
I feel like, as a straight person, sometimes it's like, it's sometimes limiting.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, I can talk to Vince, and we can be like, oh, yeah, I fucked this and this and this and that. When it gets, it is, and it's not, and I don't want to be like, oh, it's not, it's uncomfortable, because as soon as you say that, people are like.
But I feel like that's your experience, and that's okay for it to be uncomfortable for you. Some shit you just not used to or you not accustomed to.
Yeah.
And it's not uncomfortable to the point where I want to get aggressive or hateful towards somebody. It's just uncomfortable to the point where, because I heard you talking to one of our gay friends the other day about something. You was like, you was listening, and even though it might have been uncomfortable for you, you stuck through it and kind of tried to understand.
I'm not going to lie. It was like when I had that conversation, it was like one of your parents still trying to be hip and relatable. Like, he was in the background.
He was like, oh, so he a top. And he was like,
I'm a cool mom.
Like, you know, so you guys fucking dick. Like, I was trying to be so supportive.
Bottom. Verse,
her, it sounded horrible.
He, she, them,
it did. It literally was like how a racist is like, I have black friends, like, you know what I mean? You know,
yeah, you're not gonna understand everything at all
with the other blacks,
yeah, like,
that's
like it was just
funny
like,
as fuck.
But you know, it is weird sometimes because it's not what you are used to. But I think that, you know, not to be like, oh, you know, you gotta just power through it, but you know, be understanding, and I think it's still boundaries with it. Like, yeah, I understand that's my gay friend, and you know, all right, we just don't talk about that, and that's that. You know what I mean? And that's okay, and we can have many. It's more conversations we can have other than sexual conversations.
Of course,
you know what I mean.
Of course,
but also I don't want to make it feel like, oh, you can't come to me about certain things.
I don't think that's bad. I think you're on the right track.
Thanks. This episode kind of started off gay, so we needed to keep that gay agenda going. Do you want to get a little, well, since we're talking about sex and shit like that, you had this thing. We talked about this thing that we did. Not us. That kind of sounds gay. I'm sorry. It sounds kind of weird. We're keeping it on theme this episode. You had this thing about fucking the coaches or some shit like that to get ahead.
Well, not me, but.
Well, yeah, not you necessarily.
So, look, I'm, you know, I'm connected. And I saw some shit on Facebook. Facebook a messy-ass place. And they was talking about, they was like, I know y'all not out there and dating fucking them coaches so y'all sons can play football or so little PJ can get some time on the field and shit. And I was talking to Nas about it, because I'm like, I do know a couple women whose kids is in sports. And I'm like, that nigga ass.
Yeah.
He not making it nowhere.
They fucking him for sure.
But he getting time. I kind of feel like it's fucked up. I don't think that's some shit you should be doing as a coach or as a mom.
I have my sentiments.
Mm-hmm.
If my child, you know, everybody's not good from the start, from the get-go, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, if I know the potential, it's an investment. We couldn't have known. Yes, LeBron James is the best fucking player in the world, but we don't know what his mom did to get him.
You said Mama James.
Well, they did say.
I didn't say. I didn't.
No, they did say his mom was out there. He fucked his teammate.
That was a crazy ass rumor though. But his life got fucked up after that.
Yeah, he's homeless.
Yeah, but he back on the come up though.
Is he?
Yeah, he back. Yeah, like he back getting his shit together. He's like mentoring young boys on what not to do and shit like that. He had it rough.
Was that when they were still in high school or something?
No, that was
when he was in the league. He was in the NBA.
Yeah, shit like that.
Shout out to my nigga Delonte West.
And so like, just even in that's why I say shit like that shouldn't take place, because even in that stance where it's like, nigga, this is my teammate, this is my coach, this is somebody I respect. Mm-hmm. And you put me in a situation where somebody could throw that shit up in my face. Mm-hmm. Somebody could use that against me. And it's just like, let me get there on my own merit. If you want to do something extra, bake motherfucking cookies, but don't give out your fucking cookie. Like, that's not cool. I feel like it's levels.
So, let me think. You the coach. You being the coach, right? And you just like the way the mom looks. Right.
It's different if I'm pursuing her. If I'm actually pursuing her because I want a relationship with her or something, that's different. Or even, let's say, I feel like as a coach, you shouldn't be having sex with your whoever you coaching moms. I just feel like you shouldn't. It's a difference if you was already doing some shit before you became a coach or before they became a player or something. But to be like, oh, I'm actively searching for my teammates or my team's moms, that's kind of crazy. My players' moms. Again, you are a person that these niggas look up to. They respect you. You're a person of authority for them and almost like a mentor. And for a lot of them niggas, a father figure. So then when you hear, yeah, that's why coach fucking your mom, that's the only reason why you get this and that, that shit go crack your fucking chest.
No, and it's like they're jealous. You're fucking gifted. You ran 200 fucking yards this whole entire game in the first quarter, even though that's fucking unbelievable because that's insane. But – hey, you do fucking good. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, as a coach, and I'm dealing with their mom, I'm gonna let the nigga play. I feel like it's not by obligation, but it's going. You gonna get some playing time.
You might
time.
As well. You, shit.
I'm gonna be
I
fair.
Also, I just feel like you a lame ass nigga if you do that because again, you taking away opportunities for other young niggas who might have the potential who just don't got a mom who's willing to give out pussy.
Cause just to let a nigga in the game don't mean he got to be in the game the whole time.
Yeah,
even still,
you can let him in for like a good 5-10 minutes and then take him out.
And that is true, but even still, it's still wrong. It's still wrong for you to be fucking somebody's mom that you're supposed to be mentoring or whatever. And
he ain't mentoring
like you
mom.
Sit there, but if you found out your mom was fucking one of your coaches and somebody said that shit to you on the field, you that shit would fuck you.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it a bean. It would fuck me up, but like the way me and my mom's relationship is. Like
that's
I wouldn't
as an adult that if your mom told you now you would be like oh that's why I got some extra time sure but if that was some shit one of your teammates said to you in front of everybody else
that would have been irritating for
that
sure.
Not
it
irritating.
Would I would have been
as
mad
man, that shit would have yeah, fucked you up but then you would have went home with attitude to your mom.
I feel like this is in the kids space because you know we I've had moments where you know whether somebody said. No, well, Keisha ain't fucking on that. I wasn't that fucking good at sports.
I know good well.
But as a kid, we've been saying mean things. I come from a very, very ignorant, mean city. Mm-hmm. So niggas do say mean shit already. You can be – nigga, I was being told I was being on welfare. Was it true? No, it wasn't true. But niggas was saying
shit
like you on welfare.
There's truth behind that.
But I look at it like this. Yes, it hurts when it's true behind it, but niggas say so much mean shit, you either go, not go, like, you just either deal, like, not deal with it, but this is my naive thought, you know, like, you deal with
some
it. You deal with it and either
I can
you fix
get,
it
I can
or
deal
you,
with getting called broke, because, nigga, we all in this bitch broke. We all go to the same school for the most part. Our parents ain't, we in the same neighborhood. We ain't two different struggles far away, or we ain't too far away from different struggles. So I can get called broke. And understand
well,
that
my situation was different,
money.
Though, to be called broke.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying, and not to minimize your situation, but what I'm saying is in comparison to finding out somebody, like something like that has happened. If you find out your mom fucking the coach and somebody substantiate the evidence like, nah, here, this and that, and prove it to you
well, yeah.
in front of other niggas, that's going to be embarrassing. That's going to
it's going to be
more,
embarrassing,
I know
and then
some
we got
to
fight.
You can get called broke, and you can walk away from that. Yes, you can fight, and then you go have to, but you're still going to go home feeling some type of way to your mom. Are you or you not?
I feel like, no, I'm not.
You
I,
not go, you I not
really
go,
depends
you
on
not go
the
go
feel like,
I've, like you're the reason I've, why these niggas is laughing at
I
me.
Know, I know so much shit, and even as a kid, I've known so much shit. I'm only child, so a lot of shit you can't really, like, dodge and hide or I'll get into myself. So I never looked at my mom like, oh, how could you or any of anything that she's done. Because there's some things that she's done where I was like, okay, I wouldn't have necessarily did that. But you know what I mean? But she's a fucking adult. You know what I mean?
Is.
And like I said, I grew up a little different. Mm-hmm. Like that you, mm-hmm. I mean, we all grew up like shooting jokes, whatever, mm-hmm. this and this and that. That's just kid culture, how we, you know, navigate and shit like that. But, shit, that's just, I always rode with the punches. No matter how, you either shoot a joke back, and that's what my family say. Like, mm-hmm. hey, defend yourself, nigga. Either mm-hmm. you fight them niggas or you gonna develop some funny shit to deflect. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times,
me.
I was saying a lot of my bullshit before they could even say it. So they'd be like, oh, he already said it, da-da-da-da-da. And even if they said it back, I'd say something way worse that I know. Or I don't know.
I know a couple women who was fucking like their kids' barber.
Yeah,
shit like that. I know.
And they had the freshest lineup, didn't they?
I mean, the freshest.
That's what I'm saying. I think, can we a little pivot off of this a little bit? I think my barber, not necessarily mine, but barbers really have your best interest. If there's nobody in this world that has your best interest, it's your fucking barber. Mm-hmm. Because this nigga is literally making sure you look your best coming out this motherfucking shop. And nobody else in this world is going to ever treat you that way like your fucking barber.
Amen.
I ain't gonna lie. My barber got me together a couple times. I was like, nigga, do you like me?
What the fuck? Like,
'cause it'd be like, nigga, I'm,
I feel like
I get up out that chair like a different person.
I feel like your barber got to make you handsome. Like, that is his job to
make
you fucking
handsome.
And I
feel like as he's doing that, he probably like, damn, I'm gonna turn this nigga into a bad bitch right now.
Literally.
They about to be on
especially
his
when he see you walk in looking crazy. Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna change this nigga life. I'm finna turn this nigga out.
I'm about to send this nigga out here to all the hoes.
All the hoes about to go out. And then they ask you, how was your weekend?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I done had a bad.
Look at you. I feel seen.
No, I'm hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today.
That's stupid as hell.
Another thing that we would not necessarily say. I think that, you know, as we're doing this content creation, as we're doing all of these good things into this world, it's becoming to be like, it's beginning to feel like Forex. Like, influencers are beginning to feel like Forex to me. Like,
it's a wave.
Yeah. And it's like, not to say, not to be a hater in this, but everything is not content.
It's not.
Everything is not fucking content. Like, when they, like, post your content, actually have a fucking talent. A lot of these people will be like, oh, I'm rich off of this. It is like, you have a time clock. Like, beauty has a time clock, I feel like. And it's like, you can have a gash in your face, and now all of that, the people that said you were so beautiful, whatever the case is, are so handsome, that shit is out the fucking window. And the people be like, oh, I'm living this luxurious life. This shit, you know, motherfuckers don't even be doing shit. And another thing before, everything is not a fucking food hack.
At all.
Bitch, you are just greedy. Like, bitch, you are fucking greedy.
I put two fish fillets.
It was you.
Ain't nobody tell you about that.
Like, literally, like.
I also want to say, like, I hate the people who be trying to make content and, like, use other people's videos. Like, it'd be somebody whole video in the background and they just be like.
That kind of, you know what it does,
and
though?
They call that content.
It's it's a weird. It kind of affects my mood though, because I kind of look at the person. I look at the person like what their reaction is a little bit, and it kind of not affects my mood in it. But I'm like, is this supposed to be like a happy?
You mean like it persuades?
Yeah, like how I view it.
Yeah. No, once I see you in the video, and it's not like if you say watch this, and I'm gonna come back to you. And give my thoughts, cool. But if you sitting there doing this, I'm going to just turn the video because I feel like you're stealing content, and I feel like that's not fair.
Yeah.
I also don't like the people who try to do the fake laugh after they try to make a point.
Yeah.
It's not funny. I feel like you look dumb as fuck. I wish more people would just say that. Like, you
yeah.
You look dumb as fuck. You a grown-ass man or a grown-ass.
Cluck that tea.
And you're not making points. You're not saying nothing that is impactful, and even if it was impactful, it loses everything once you go. Who was you laughing at? It's not funny. You're not winning.
I just like, yeah, like at this point, it's like everybody doesn't have fucking money. Like, we have to, like, we need a better fucking hater economy. Like, it's okay to be a hater in some regard. Some shit is not like you got haters and the shit is like real good, like you got talent and niggas just really hating on you. No. A lot of shit just requires hate, and you shouldn't be doing this shit.
Like, make hating great again.
Yeah, make hating great again. I don't want to quote this nigga, but goddamn, like, we need to bring, if anything in America we need to bring back is some hate to be like, nigga, no, don't do that dumbass.
Like, that's
shit. Stupid.
People do need
you
to realize
can't fucking
some shit
rap.
Is cringy. Like, we need to bring back embarrassment and shit. Like, just, again, shame, just... Hit motherfuckers with that. Because what is you doing? Turn the camera off.
No, I miss that type of shit. That remind me of like SS Central. Remember that boy?
What?
That boy. What was his name? Last King.
Oh, yeah. That was one
Last
of those situations.
But it made me feel good because we were telling him, get the fuck off the stage. Like, yes.
Sometimes you need to like tell this. People, get the fuck, like, y'all don't have real friends. That's what it is boiling down to. Because a lot of my friends would tell me, hey, nigga, you going off the deep end a little
you
bit.
You know they don't got real friends. That's why, look at the birthday dinners.
That's why Showtime at the Apollo was so good, because they had the Sandman. Get them all.
Yeah.
And that showed people, like, damn, maybe I don't have this talent that I thought I had.
Or let me work a little bit harder.
Let me work a little bit harder. We need a Sandman.
Ooh,
in today's
society. Yeah, we give too many little passing things like, oh, they tried. No.
Yeah, go ahead, take your time.
It's participation awards.
Don't take your time. You suck.
But, and then a lot of those influencers feel like they are, like, this is the narrative I hate, the homeless narrative. I hate the homeless motivation narrative. Because it doesn't work for every fucking body. Mm-hmm. And now you have a fucking teenager that's 18 that comes from a good fucking family and that, you know, could whatever. And thinking like, oh, I need to take this jump. I need to take this leap. Yeah. Whether I'm homeless, whether I need to be in my car. And that may be very true. But also we need to stop thinking like to not stack. It's okay to get your shit together or have us and follow your dreams and have your priorities to fuck together. Because a lot of those people that took them high risk be high rollers. And what high rollers means brokenness a lot of the times. So, shit. Y'all they niggas, like, listen to who you want to listen to. Now,
like,
all that
stop
fucking.
Playing. Living in your car is not cool.
Yeah. Because you have, you like, especially now, like, I'd be like, my car got hot. Like, like me taking a nap.
I can't even
is
be
over
in my
with.
Room sometimes.
Get this shit off of me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, Tyler, everybody can't be Tyler Perry.
No.
You know what I mean?
That was back in the day. We're in different times.
I do think niggas force themselves in, like, them little situations. And we've said this just to make it, make, like, a story out of themselves so niggas could be like, yeah, I was homeless, and I had to do this, and I had to do that. And it's like, no, nigga, you literally moved out your parents' house when nobody asked you to, so you can struggle.
To be grown.
I would love to be a Nepo baby. I would love, oh, my goodness. To be, to have nepotism would be the grandest thing.
Mm-hmm. I got, like, not an offer for nepotism, but just if it's the closest thing I feel like I'm going to get for nepotism. But, so, like, Cheyenne's mother offered to, like, build a house in her backyard for us and stuff, which sounds really nice, but it's awkward as hell because it feels like
I want, like, you out here.
Not even just that, but it's like, that's
not
a lot of money.
I'm not, like, going to lie. Fuck the money. That shit sound like get out.
Sound
like get
I'm
out.
I'm not doing no shit like that. Even if my mom told me that, I'd be like, no.
But I feel like that's because maybe, I don't know everybody's backgrounds and shit, but We come from, like, some scary backgrounds, and I think that might be it, too. Like, I'm not used to, like, my mother necessarily being stable or wanting to be like, oh, let me live up under my mother. That wouldn't be a thought of mine. But, like, you know how they set up is? Like, she's not a helicopter mom or nothing or whatever, but they're planning, like, for generational stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit – it's a difference, but it's, like, it's scary because it's, like, it's responsibility.
I just hate that we think of it as lame. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that narrative, living with your parents, is lame. That's why we probably, like, so in a rush to be like, I need to leave out of there. Some people's situations be fucked, so I understand them leaving, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, for the people whose situations ain't that fucking bad and your parents are really well off, it's okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's okay to stay in that fucking basement or live under their rules. It's only for a short amount of time.
Because I want to have it with my kids. Like, and I tell her that I want my kids to be able to live and stay at the house until they, like, 30, maybe have, like, a side house or something. But just, I don't want my kids to have to pay bills too soon or, you know, to have to struggle. But I also want you to be able to have privacy and operate as an adult or whatever.
Yeah. I'm going
to
be my kids' biggest hater. Like, when I'm, like, up and rich and shit, I'm like, damn, like, you don't know how fucking lucky you are that I'm making sure your life is great.
Like, that's you now.
Your kids are going to hate you your money because of that.
Well, I think it's because we live in such a get-it-out-the-mud, hustle generation, so everybody, like, feel like they just got to do it on their own, and I don't have any people to help me type shit.
But it would be nice because we talk about having support all the time or being born into a rich family or whatever. And so it's like, it'd be nice for that. Like, we want that, but then when presented to us, it's like, because I feel like when she presented it, it's not bad. And I, like how you said too, maybe like,
feeling it's like get out.
Yeah, or whatever. And she said that, but I'm like, nah, it wouldn't be that. But it's just the idea of somebody else doing for me. I told her I would feel like a mooch, like, because it would be different. I feel like it'd be different if my parents could do that for me and Cheyenne versus it being her parents.
I just feel like, I don't know. I wouldn't build the house. Like, well, I would be like, I will make sure you're like, y'all straight for y'all own shit. Mm-hmm. Like, down a block or some shit like that. But, like, on some George Lopez shit.
Yeah, she has a method to it, because it wouldn't just be for, it would be for us for right now, but then,
it will go, know, like, rent it out.
But Boosie did something like that for his kids, like, well, but it's not, it's
Boosie
not
is
his,
not a good example of a good parent.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm, that's not what I'm saying, though.
I know, I'm sorry.
But it is good what he's doing, though. Like, he's building, he built three homes for his children, and they're like one, it's like a little community just for his children. It's like one house right here, one house right there. And just, you know.
Oh, that's what happens when you get land.
Just to start them up. Yeah. So that's good. That's really good. It's just, and if you got money, then you should do that.
Yeah, he's just not a good parent.
I won't say that because I don't really know him like that.
He got a prostitute for his son before his son was even like 18 or anything. That's not good parenting.
I mean.
You just told you. I can't. Parents called you bitches.
And so that does not still make that not good parenting or whatever. Or what I'm saying is that them calling me bitches, even though I still love my parents, I admit that at times they failed in parenting. So what?
I don't think that makes him a bad parent.
I think that makes you a horrible parent.
I feel
you push sex on your underage son with an adult woman.
He see it. I don't think he was. I think he was like a little bit of age. 17, 18.
No, even I feel like certain stuff, it's weird. You're an adult. And I, again, it's certain shit as a man.
I don't think it was a prostitute either.
I think it was a prostitute.
It was a stripper.
Stripper. Yeah, a stripper. And he got danced on.
And he said he had them doing other shit before too. So it's like, certain shit is weird. It's weird for you as an adult, as a father. I'm not putting my kids in no weird ass situations.
I feel it.
That's some monster ball type.
But
shit.
I wouldn't call him a bad parent in general. Because
I get in that regard, because it's like we don't know all of his ins and outs on what it's financially as in this.
That alone makes you a bad parent for doing some. That's weird as fuck. I would beat the fuck out of somebody if you was like, yeah, I had this person come up and, like, fuck your kid.
But somebody would, like, what we were saying, like, somebody on the outside, we would have had the conversation when you was talking about your parent calling you a bitch, they would have been like, that's not good. And you would have been like, that ain't bad. Like,
yeah.
But they think of it as a whole different thing, mm-hmm. you know, because their parent don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally just that. It's just a bad decision.
Mm-hmm. I would say, I think from where I'm standing, there are things that I can see. Like, I do understand my parents calling us bitches was not, like, necessarily good or whatever. So I can see that. I can, on the outside, I can see that. I'm not one of a person who can't see, like, the bad part. I just can recognize when certain shit is unhealthy. The way you interact, the way you be online, the way that you, if this is who you are as a parent or even remotely, you're a bad parent. To put your kid in a situation like that, you were a bad parent for that. That made you a bad parent.
Teach. We're gonna have to teach that one. You want to wrap things up, or we got more that you want to just?
No, we can wrap things
up. All right. I was about to say, with that being said, it's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week.
You started off.
My positive message through the week. My positive message is to change that toothbrush and change them sheets. It's 5 months, and it's time for a new. It's time for a change.
Mm-hmm.
That's my positive message.
Yeah.
I feel like niggas don't change their toothbrushes.
Yeah, and I know them pillows.
I just changed mine.
And I know them pillows flat. Get a new pillow.
Nah, my pillows are flat.
I do need a toothbrush every few months.
Yeah.
You supposed to change it like every month?
I think it's every month. I think I probably change mine probably every 2 months.
Yeah.
I don't do it every month. It's definitely every 2 months.
I'd be having like extra toothbrushes in the drawer. I'd just be forgetting to open them bitches.
Yeah.
But I'd be brushing my teeth and be like, it's not.
Stop having bad breath. I know I always talk about like hygiene, bad
breath.
Brush
your tongue.
Brush that fucking tongue.
Brush that damn tongue.
I don't know. I feel like, again, just as a man, I feel like certain shit, be a nigga that you can be proud of, I feel like, in a sense. Like, be somebody that your son could be proud of. Stop doing lame nigga shit, and y'all be grown as fuck. I just feel like certain shit, it be lame. It's like, you grown, and you teach young niggas to do dumb shit, or you doing dumb shit in front of people, or you not a man yourself. I don't like no grown nigga that's not a man.
No grown nigga that's not one fucking thing before we get out of here. I seen a video of Santana, right? And it was, because we didn't get on our young niggas topics. And but one of the young niggas, they was chasing him down to buy some water, right? So Santana's like, I ain't buying the water. One of the little niggas says, damn, that shit fat.
Oh my God.
I said, and Santana said, you too young for all that. Seen that shit. I said, ain't no way these little niggas
is wild.
I respect
yo.
Him for saying that, though.
He know what he want.
I'm talking about Santana.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
What?
What did you think?
I thought the young nigga, like, he living his truth. Like, no, we've gotten to that point.
A problem. I just respect Santana for being, like, too young to be talking like that. Sometimes you got to tell a kid to stay in their place.
But that's how Santana is for real, though. He be seeming like that. He don't be trying to push the gay agenda.
Yeah, I think like, he gets a lot of flack because it's how he is, like, his image.
He be still a nigga.
Yeah.
Shout out to Santana.
I feel like that's how shit needs to be. Like, regardless of what you got going on or whatever, tell kids to stay in their place. Like, certain shit they don't need.
Like,
to
y'all be. Know nothing about this shit. Stop.
Yeah. Stop. What do you talk about? Shit fat.
That's crazy that you said that.
All right. With that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Reese.
Thank you for being awkward with us.
I don't know what the